Thank you for joining the West Rocco Podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and your mindfulness and meditation ambassador. I am here outside on my deck. We're moving into the spring, so hopefully I will be on my deck a lot more. And it is just a beautiful day here in the Metro Atlanta area. We're going to do our daily practice of meditation. So I picked a card earlier today, and it is a picture with someone holding it. It looks like, I guess it's a basketball, but it looks almost like the sun. It's from Louise Hay, and it is, "I freely express who I am. Thank you, wind chimes." And on the back of the card, it is my birthright to express myself in ways that are fulfilling to me. I freely express who I am. It is my birthright to express myself in ways that are fulfilling to me. So that is what we picked for the daily inspiration, motivation. So it is getting a little breezy, so I'm going to go ahead and allow the wind chimes in the background to be our backdrop today as we move into our daily practice. We practice, oh, and I totally forgot to bring my chimes. So we will, I have to get used to being back out here. I forgot to bring my bowl. So I will guide you into the meditation. There won't be a tone today. We'll just allow nature to be our backdrop. I'll guide you into the meditation. We'll keep our eyes closed until I ask you to open your eyes. And then I will guide you out of the meditation. We normally sit for about 10 minutes. Part of that is in silence. And that is why this is called a slice of silence. Hello, Henry. Welcome in. Welcome in to the practice. We're outside, as you can see. It feels good to be out here to watch things blooming, and I hope you're having a lovely day and able to get out and enjoy some of nature as well. The roses are starting to bud and the flowers are starting to bloom on the trees and out there. So we're going to do our practice. The card again is, "I freely express who I am. It is my birthright to express myself in ways that are fulfilling to me." So if you would get comfortable, I will guide you. I will probably have us do a mindfulness practice since we're outside and we'll hear sounds and things like that. I think that's what I'm going to be led to do. So get comfortable. We'll take a few deep breaths as we get started. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm not sure if you were here, Henry, I left my bowl inside, so I'll just guide you in and out of the meditation. It'll be something a little different, but we will begin our meditation now. So let's begin by taking three deep breaths. We'll breathe in and out with a loud sigh. Breathe in and out again with a loud sigh. And one last breath together. Breathe in and out with a loud sigh. And just begin to notice the sensations in your body. Notice every little tingling sensation, feeling that arises. Just connect and breathe. Breathe at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. Just breathe in and breathe out. And for now, let's keep our eyes open. And just take a look around wherever you are, and you can certainly look at my background as well. But just take a notice what you see. Notice what you see. And just continue to breathe in and breathe out. Tuning into any sensations, feelings, or experiences that are coming up as you take in with your eyes what you see. And on your next in-breath, just allow your eyes to gently close and continue to breathe. And tune into your sense of hearing. Notice what sounds are close and what sounds are farther away. And again, staying abreast and attuned to how you're feeling when you're tuning into your senses. That is the practice, noticing how your body feels as you tune in. And on your next breath, let's place our hand somewhere on our body, be it your thigh, your middle of your body, in your solar plexus area, your chest, wherever you choose. You can perhaps place one hand inside the other and just notice that feeling when you touch your body someplace. Any sensations that may or may not arise. Just breathe. And on your next breath, let's just take a deep breath in and notice any smells that may be in the air. Breathe in and out. Just tuning in. And on your next in breath, just notice where your tongue is in your mouth. Is it at the roof of your mouth? Resting in the bottom of your mouth, perhaps resting behind your teeth. And then just notice any taste or lingering taste in your mouth as you breathe in and breathe out. Without judgment, just simply being in tune with your body. And now as we sit and move into our space of silence, we are reminded that I freely express who I am. That I am enough. That I have all that I need right now. I am capable. I am strong. I am confident. I am tuned in enough to know that I am responsible for my life, and I take all of my responsibilities and I'm accountable for my actions. That I am wise and compassionate, loving and kind. And as you sit and breathe in the silence, just know that everything is working out for your highest and greatest good. And for the greatest good of all that are involved in your life. And just sit and breathe. Tuning in and listening. Listening and paying attention to your body as you sit in the silence. And breathe. freely express who I am. I freely express who I am. I freely express who I am. Begin to bring your awareness back to the place where you are. Let's rub our hands together. And place our hands on the top of our head and just allow that energy to just penetrate down from the top of your head. And take a deep breath in and out. And when you're ready, you can relax your hands, open your eyes, take a look around. Look at all the beauty that is around you. The beauty of change that's happening in nature. We're going from the trees having no leaves to the trees now blooming. It is a natural part of the life process. Growth. It is all about growth. So I thank you for tuning in to the Why Struggle podcast. We'll be here tomorrow, likely tomorrow evening. And then we'll be back on Monday at our regular time, which I think is going to be 7 o'clock. So I thank you for tuning in to the Why Struggle podcast. Remember to stop and breathe and get out in nature if you can. And know that all is well. Namaste and be well.